The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 16th of June, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. It's a Friday. That means it's a Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer, and I am waiting for him to get in the building. So before we get there, today is the day to talk news, hey? We get plenty sports talk. We have to feature our athletes. We have to feature our young people particularly. But more important, yesterday we referenced a name. Jeff Rogers is the name. This is the gentleman who has been given the task of promoting sports tourism. And this man is working very very hard. So we got to cover some of these sports stories. Before we get there, I just want to share something with you. I guess not with you, but the audience, including the Royal Bahamas Police Force. This morning, I made a driver very, very upset. See, I blew my horn. I was behind them in traffic. I blew my horn, and I realized that they think that I was blowing my horn at them. Blasted my horn. Why did I blast my horn? Because a man is very angry this morning. Not the man who's in the road asking for money every day. Not that angry man that shouts at people, knocks on the car window. No, that's the other angry guy. Knocks on the car window, shouts at people. I'm sure this guy shouted a curse at me. Not like a curse word, but an actual curse. Like, I hope that you're underarms itch perpetually and your hands are forever too short to scratch. A curse like that. That guy was in the middle of the road. And so the reason I blew my horn, not at him, because after about 4 weeks of his presence, I expect that. I expect him to be there. The reason I blew my horn this morning was because another man who apparently was having a man in the road who's already mad at everybody and everything, and that man started walking directly into traffic in front of my car. I could see him approaching the road. I could see it happening, unfolding. And so I blasted my horn to let him know that as angry as you are, you still need to acknowledge that cars are driving in the road right now. I blasted my horn. He paused. He stopped. At least he didn't get hit by my car. He entered the road behind me. And then ensued a small confrontation in the middle of the road, in the middle of traffic, right at the Shirley Street and Mackey Street intersection. Dear Royal Bahamas Police Force, please pay attention to this intersection. Are we waiting for something more to happen before we respond with proactive policies? It's already a spotlight case, right? It's the perfect place to do your traffic assessment. Traffic infractions occur in the country. And if all else fails, like if you cannot, if you are not compelled by your statutory obligation to protect road users, then be compelled by your economic obligation to protect tourists and the hundreds of guests and foreigners that move through that intersection in that area on foot, on rented scooter, on rented bicycle, and rented motor scooters, and rented four-wheelers, in rented jeeps, in rented cars, in taxis, in limos, and onto our buses. If your statutory obligation to your citizens does not compel you to act, your obligation and your obligations to the international community to keep safe all you invite to come and spend their money in your country. Let that compel you to do your job, please. Also, perhaps, refresher courses or daily reminders on our public broadcast systems to people on how they are supposed to use the roadway and their cars. We would appreciate that very much. I got a text here that says, great show, as usual, our new sport out is dodging monkey pox. You look in the papers, we would have been informed that we have one confirmed case of monkey pox. That person is in isolation. The minister responsible for health says that it is unlikely that community spread has occurred. That means that we need to be a little more conscious in our daily movements, particularly as we approach the Bahamas activities ahead of us in the next month to 2 months. It means that we got to be conscious, we got to be alert, we got to practice spatial awareness. We don't have to shun people. We don't have to make them feel like pariahs or lepers or that they are untouchable. Just need to be a little more conscious in our movements. So let's get into today's show. Sand Dollar. This Friday, today the 16th, and Saturday the 17th of June, central bank representatives will be giving out sand dollars at Super Value in the Prince Charles Shopping Plaza. Show your Sand Dollar-enabled digital wallet at the door and receive $20. Spend $18 or more in Sand Dollars at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. For more details, visit any of the Sand Dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. Remember, the giveaway is limited to the first 100 customers per day, per location. Top up once. You can only top up once. I'm going to get to that text in a second. And for our on-the-clock sand dollar giveaways, every day for the next 4 months, we will be giving away sand dollars to digital wallet holders. Every day, two winners will receive $30 in sand dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number, digital wallet provider, and your digital wallet address to transfer the funds to your digital wallet if you get the right answer. If you use your QR code to receive and send funds, then let the producer know, and then I will call you so that we can exchange codes and I can send you your money. Listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. We're going to get right to our question for the day. How many Bahamians made it to the 2022-23 NBA playoffs? How many Bahamians made it to the 2022-23 NBA playoffs? And I don't mean in the... No, you can't answer, sir. I don't mean in the stands either. At the playoff games this year. Good morning, Mr. Sawyer. I am good, thank you.
Excellent.
Let me give these people the numbers to call to answer today's trivia to win $30 in sand dollars. You can call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. If you are texting the answer, remember, I need your digital wallet provider, your custom name or your digital wallet address, and make sure you give me the cell phone number that the wallet was opened with. Cell phone number the wallet was opened with. The text here, Dear Aaron, this traffic issue is where we agree. I think if the motoring public want to do foolishness, they should keep that over the hill, but please do not put our tourists in danger. Please, please, please. Dear Aaron, this traffic. Okay, you sent a text again. The over the hill part, you would be surprised, texter. You'd be surprised who the culprits are. Great show as usual. No, it's not Buddy. It's not Buddy. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Green.
You have a sand dollar wallet and you're calling to give me the answer?
No.
Okay, no problem.
Call me, comment. I got to wait to put them out. I got to get a new cell phone, too.
Okay.
Got a new iPhone for me.
A new iPhone?
Yeah, iPhone 14 or 13.
That's a whole mortgage payment. I refuse. I rebuke that.
Oh, you got a lot of responses out there.
I'd rather give you a whole mortgage payment than buy you an iPhone.
I put it out there, you know.
I got you. I'm not... You're right. I'm not blocking your blessings, sir.
You're about to be the sales buyer. You're killing my blessings.
But look here, if me and you, though, we and you, we could get like two iPhone 7s that equal one iPhone 14. And
not
both,
iPhone 7, though.
Both of us.
iPhone 7. I had an iPhone 7 from back in the 32,000.
I got you. But look here. Rowan is an exhibition sport at the Bahama Games. Is Rowan, right?
I know. That's what time I hear it is.
It's Rowan. It's Rowan.
Oh, it's Rowan. Oh.
I prefer to call it Rowan.
Okay.
I think many of us would qualify.
Well, I like the Rowan part. But before I get into the point, I want to congratulate the Bahamas Games so far, the other committees.
Mm-hmm. One second. Producer, check the second call for me. Go on.
They do an splendid job organizing it, and the publicizing it is very excellent. To the 15th, right?
The 6th to the 14th.
Right. So they are doing a wonderful job. They want to truly congratulate them. And so make you want to look forward, and every island's are ready.
Yes, sir.
Let's hope Zenith are ready to cover every island.
Well, listen, this year's games, although we have a large number of games, the venues are going to be limited to New Providence. And then there's going to be one event that's hosted in the Family Islands,
okay.
And that's the sloop sailing competition. And that's going to be in Morgan's Bluff, Andrus.
Okay.
And the Andrus Committee, the All Andrus Regatta Committee, is extremely excited to welcome the whole of the Bahamas.
I gotcha.
To Andrus, because the Secretariat has allowed the All Andrus Regatta to act as the competition.
I thought it was moving out to Montague.
I think there may be something at Montague, but it turns out. Let me read the article from this week's Tribune.
Yeah, but let me make them out of fine.
Yeah, yeah. Quickly, because I got another call.
That you read an enemy.
Yeah, yeah. I got another call. Yeah. Yeah.
I want you to mention the police force, right? I saw some brand new. I congratulate them, but now I got to hold that congratulation back because you said no police motorcycle was on the road.
Yesterday I said there was a motorcycle officer posted at Shirley and Mackey Street for a short duration of time.
Well, they say all those nice, beautiful police officers on the road. They said they're supposed to be on the road in every district in the morning and also during school hours at 3 o'clock. Maybe no school.
Yeah, school's closed, apparently.
But maybe they say school hours, but I guess they don't They don't come to traffic then.
I guess not.
So I guess they need to go back to their class and...
Yes, Pumpkin Eater.
Include traffic in that.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Pumpkin Eater. Thank you very much. That's my bad producer. Call back. My apologies. We waiting for you to call back. That person had to answer? Okay. My apologies, caller. Morgan's Bluff Andrews to host Bahama Games Sloop Sailing. They will host the competition during the return of the games next month, with all other events being staged in New Providence.
That'll be a serious what you call it now? Domestic economic boost.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Time.
And
yeah.
And a great cohesion, right? Let's not disrupt the traditional activities. Let's figure out how to incorporate them, because it's the local competitions that drive the Bahama Games.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Let's get to this caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
My apologies if it was you that got knocked
off.
Mom. That's my fingers. My bad. How are you this morning?
I'm great. And you?
I'm good. Thank you. You called to give us a trivia answer?
Yes, ma'am.
I am ready for you.
It was two Bahamian basketball players that went off to the playoffs.
Only one player made it into the playoffs.
Only one?
Two? Okay. Who was the second?
DeAndre and Clay.
Clay?
Mm-hmm. We got to count him, man. His
yeah, Clay Thompson and
okay.
Andre.
Born
red
dead.
Okay, once you didn't mean Buddy or Kai, okay. It's Clay Thompson, you hear that? Thank you, ma'am. You gave the producer your number most of all, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Expect a call from me. I'm going to touch base with you after the show, and then we're going to send that money.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
And look here, God bless you with the Bahamian spirit.
Hey.
I love
okay.
it. Thank you. Clay Thompson, you hear the people talking. You could go wherever you want.
Still a Bahamian.
Still a Bahamian, my friend. Okay, let me throw the second question out very quickly. Second question. In what year was the Bahama Games first held? What was the first year the Bahama Games were held? In what year was the Bahama Games first held? Numbers to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for everybody in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence. Mr. Sawyer, plenty awesome.
Plenty awesome stuff. Well, let's get to the sauce that everybody needs to hear. First
yes.
and foremost, Happy Father's Day goes out to all the fathers out there.
Absolutely.
Happy Father's Day, first and foremost, goes out to my father.
Yeah.
He goes by Dudley Sawyer.
Yeah.
Even though his name is Eric Sawyer II.
Our father, I adopted, but my father passed over 30 years ago, so I adopted all fathers who let me tell them Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, please do. He's listening. He don't mind hearing it.
Happy Father's Day.
Boom. There you go, Daddy. You know, Happy Father's Day goes out to, he's officially known as Sarge. Now, let me get this right. He was the driver for Lady Pinlin back in the day.
Okay.
His first name is Dallas. I think it's Dallas Wilson.
You know what a job it is.
He listens to you.
To be assigned to drive the most beautiful woman in the Bahamas?
Serious task.
Yes, sir.
Stop the bridge and only him and her go over.
Yeah, and then you gotta tell her, no, miss, we can't go there.
No, you can't stop the 70s. You often buy a dress today. We have to go.
Yeah, we have a function, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. But
you know what that is?
Yeah.
Good morning, sir, and happy Father's Day.
Yeah, you know, happy birthday goes out to a very good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Dr. Gregory Tynes.
Good. Look here, and you're part of the Hannah Hasty Tynes family. Let me extend happy birthdays from all of us
at
HHT.
Yeah, some people say HHT.
The Enterprise.
Yeah, some people call him Goldie. Mm-hmm. You know, so, yeah, his birthday is today.
Producer, let's check these calls.
Yeah, calls. All right.
No, let's keep going.
Yeah, somebody told me, said today. Oh, Cindy.
Uh-huh.
Cindy Boy, I can't remember Cindy last year, but we worked together.
Okay.
She says that she listens to you religiously as well. But you got yourself a serious following out there, you know.
But I mean, I tell you what, Bahamians crave intelligent conversation. They want to hear what's going on, discussing ideas. They want to hear people who are adding new concepts to their consciousness.
Uh-huh.
They want to hear these things. I just lucky enough to be on the greatest talk show station in the country.
You are. And they also said And they also said that your sports knowledge is slowly but surely, steadily increasing with me being here.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I couldn't do it without you. Good morning, caller.
This is Doc and Royce along with you and your co-host, Aaron.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm holding. We need justice, law, and order in this country.
Yes, we do.
The Bahamas.
Yes, sir.
The Bahamas, yes. Anyhow. But my main reason for calling you, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you spark a thought in me when you said Mr. Spillman was the beautifulest woman in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I say to myself, you must have not been traveling over the Bahamas.
I wasn't alive at that time. I'm just saying, my sources are, you know, all references because I wasn't there at the time.
Well, I've seen a lot of beautiful women. I've seen Lady Penland. I've seen Lady Penland when she was living on Soldier Road.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, plenty of women. Not so embarrassing her or anything like that.
But the Bahamas is a bevy of beauties, and Mrs. Penland was only one of them, is what you're telling me.
She's only one of them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And honestly?
Uh-huh.
She's not even in the top 100. She wasn't even in the top 100 in those days.
So you're telling me Inagua is not the best-kept secret in the Bahamas?
No, I'm not saying that. What I am saying is, right?
Yes,
Brian. I tell you, because in nowadays and in those days, she was not the beautifulest woman in the Bahamas.
Well, why y'all be keeping these secrets from us, Brayman?
Say it again?
Why y'all be keeping these secrets from us?
Well, it had to come out after you had said that.
Well, thank you.
Like I've said, I admire so many beautiful women in this Bahamas then and now.
Why, thank you, Brayman.
Thank
you. All the women thank you. See, I can't say it like Brayman could say it. I can't say it like him. Brayman say y'all better add a beauty competition to the Bahama Games. Y'all messing around. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. You have an answer for me? Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Unless he missing press mute on that phone.
No. You know what happened? All of them call in to say the same thing that Brayman just said. That's what they call in.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, listen. Hey, the woman, I can't even say was, is very regal.
Yeah.
Very well.
Absolutely.
And that in and of itself is a beautiful thing.
Yes. Yes.
In and of itself is a beautiful thing.
And if she's the standard for the Bahamian woman, then so be it.
Then so be it.
Absolutely. A wonderful representative.
I've never seen a woman rock pearls like her in the middle of the day.
Look here, I know these Andrus women, they go from the ballroom to the bush.
In the same pearls.
Kick off their shoes and start catching crab. The most beauteous of Bahamian women. All right, I see we got some callers. I'll be waiting for the producer to put them through. Mr. Sawyer, the stories. Delancey Nabbs, NCAA Division II Player of the Year Award. Collegiate volleyball player Ras Jess Delancey plays for the Benedict College Tigers. Player of the Year in Volleyball, presented by Off the Block, a blog focusing on college men's volleyball news and analysis. Carifta record breaker Brendan Vanderpool wins Male Field Event Athlete of the Year honor. He's a Carifta record breaker. He was the Athlete of the Year for the Georgia Atlanta Track Club. Over the weekend, he competed in his latest meet where he captured another first place with a leap of 15 feet 9 inches. He will now compete in the Adidas Nationals next weekend in North Carolina. Otabar is NCAA National Javelin Champion. Bahamian collegiate athletes had a strong weekend at the NCAA Division I Championships that included Nebraska University Huskers Rima Otabar winning the national title in the javelin throw at the Mike A. Myers Stadium at University of Texas in Texas. She led her athletes. She was able to meet her goals at this meet, and she plans on competing at the Central American, the CAC Games, later this month before competing at the Bahamas Association of Athletic Associations Senior National Championships in early July. Three collegiate athletes doing big, big things. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I am good, thank you. Calling to answer the trivia question?
Yes.
I'm ready for you.
It's 1989.
Yes, ma'am. It is 1989.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I remember them times. That was, as a young person, that was fun, and it was inspiring to see us have our own Olympics. It was a really good time. Thank you so much
for
playing.
Yeah,
and you gave your producer your telephone number, most of all.
Yes, I did.
Okay, wallet provider?
Yes, ma'am.
Good stuff. I will get in touch with you after the show.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Have a great day. And remember, you could spend your sand dollars at Super Value at Prince Charles today and tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Damn, I got to get them chicken wings for South tomorrow, son.
Yes, in fact, now, look here, everybody, if you don't have a sand dollar wallet yet, go check out Prince Charles, and the staff working out there will help you get your sand dollar wallet.
Yeah, man.
See if you could get some.
It ain't hard to hook it up.
Right? And then go use those sand dollars to go buy your daddy all the things he want to eat on Father's Day.
I know daddy's starting this thing off with sauce. I know that I got to prep sauce tonight, I sure of it.
You could cook sauce?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, that's another competition we need to have at the Bahama Games.
Sauce making.
Yeah, who could cook the fastest pot of sauce?
Best tasting pot of sauce.
That's the next category. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Look here. Anyway, we got 2026 Bahama Games. We come in for you. But before we get there, did you know that there's a Baines and Grantstown Summer Games?
I heard.
July 24th to August 12th, following a successful trial run last year, Member of Parliament Wade Watson and his committee are looking forward to hosting the second annual Baines and Grantstown Summer Games. The games will feature competition in basketball, softball, and track and field with three age group categories, 18 and under, 16 and under, and 12 and under. There will also be competition in the open division for people with knees like me's.
Yeah, man. If not, why not?
I love it. I love it. Co-ed softball will be in the first week at the Archdeacon William Thompson Softball Park at the Southern Recreation Grounds.
Yeah, they're using the entire area.
The next 2 weeks will be basketball at the Southern Recreation Grounds with track and field to close out the games at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. This year's event is being endorsed by the one and only Golden Girl, Pauline Davis, a native of Fleming Street, who talked about how God has blessed her to travel around the world competing for the Bahamas as a track and field athlete, and she wants to provide that same opportunity.
Man, listen to me. It's a great, great way to get the community of Bain and Grantstown out, get them, you know, supportive, cohesive, and you never know who may come out of that. We may have a Pauline Davis Jr. right in there.
Exactly. Yeah, we do.
Right in there.
No,
I'm
no.
Sure of it.
We know the statistics say that we do. Mm-hmm. And that's why supporting the Bahama Games is equally important as spectators, as sponsors, as athletes go out there. Sometimes you know that you have could drive a couple of students to their dream. Producer, I'm going to tell you I didn't want to touch that button. Touch that button for me, please. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good, thank you. How you do?
Good. You made a comment.
Yes.
And you were speaking about Lady Finley.
Yes.
About being the most beautiful Bahamian woman.
Yes.
No, that is not so. What about you?
Listen, I wasn't alive at the time, so let's give her that.
You know, you got all kinds of beautiful Bahamian women out there. Remember, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
What you going to say if your boss tell you get in this car and drive the most beautiful woman in the world around?
But no, that statement made there, but
yes, sir.
That was a general statement you made about the Bahamian women.
No, listen. I think that Lady
You're a pretty woman.
I am a beautiful woman.
Right,
all right. Yeah. But she got to be the most beautiful Bahamian woman.
I mean, she could have been for a moment at that time.
Not even a moment, because you ain't see everybody else.
That's true, eh?
That's right. So please, ma'am. You're very good with the English language. You speak the Queen English, but you got to be very careful.
Yeah. You think I upset a lot of people by saying that, eh?
some people are listening to you.
See, but if I tell the people all of the women are beautiful, they'll round me. Trust me, you need to see my inbox right now.
No, you know what I'm saying? You can say she's one of the most beautiful women.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am, for allowing me to say that.
Absolutely. What you doing this Father's Day?
Darling, I'm going to my bed. I'm going to rest and try to stay out of these people's way.
Do you have any of these people cooking for you?
Cook? No, I don't think so, ma'am. I don't know if I can get a meal.
Man, look here. I'm wishing you a wonderful Father's Day. I hope you get
Thank
to
you
rest
much,
and enjoy the best of this weekend.
I have four daughters, and I think I'll hear that from one of them.
From one of them, I can tell all of them right now. Please, please, extend yourself. Find your daddy and tell him happy birthday from all of the beautiful women in the Bahamas.
They are children today and the children of yesterday.
That's up me.
That's fine.
Anyway, you coming out to the Bahama Games?
No, ma'am.
Why not?
I go into my bed, so I get up early to go to work for my children.
Look here, now, for that, happy Father's Day.
Yeah, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you take all that energy and you turn that into kinetic energy for your children.
Yeah, I got to get up early the next morning. I'd be up at 6 o'clock doing things in the morning.
Okay. I like that. You have a wonderful... What's your favorite... Okay, you ain't going. Who you pulling for?
I don't even know who playing.
What island you from?
You said it, babe. Bangma game.
Yeah, what island you from?
Of course. I'm an Nassauian, so of course it's Nassau.
Okay, you're a Buccaneer.
Whatever.
Yes, that's what you is. You's a Buccaneer.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
Yes, sir. You have a wonderful day, eh?
And so do you, ma'am.
And I'm going to remember to recognize all of the beautiful women in the country.
Ah.
And I'm going to tell them you say I could do it.
Ah, I count the girls in there too, darling. But you know, I saw you once or twice.
What?
Yeah. You ain't going to do by yourself.
Why, thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day.
I rest my day.
Yes, sir. I can let you rest it right there. Producer, take us to a break so I could enjoy these compliments on this fine Friday morning. Mr. Sawyer, when we get back from the break, we got some NBA to talk.
Yeah. I mean, it's still going on. It's still a lot going on there.
I scared for the East.
I scared for Ja Morant.
Have they made a decision yet?
Not yet.
Oh, boy. That's going to be a rough one.
Not yet. Lots and lots of fake news, but not yet.
Yeah. On the other side of the break, we're going to get into some NBA news with Mr. Eric Sawyer III. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. You are on the clock.
Girl, why are you so sweaty?
Charlie, getting ready for the Bahamas Games.
Bahamas Games? What that is?
The game started in 1989 under the then Minister of Sports, Peter J. Bethel, and now Minister Mario Boleg.
When the game is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info,
go to www.thebahamasgames.org
or call 322-1029.
It's that time again!
Sign up now for the Michael Scooter Red Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic, taking place July 24 to the 30th at the Hope Center and the Kendall Isaacs Gym. Call 601-4842 for more information. Powered by the Bryce Newbold Foundation.
It's game time!
I've been everywhere, man.
Today's Uniform Center. We've traveled to every island in this here land, man. We go everywhere. We can go to every rock and key, Abaco to Inagua, even Ragged Island, The Rock. Celebrate our country's 50th independence with Janae's special limited edition. Sublimated t-shirts and caps in 10 different styles and colors. Get up to 50% off on cotton polo shirts only. Don't forget to embroider your company's logo to celebrate this independence at Janae's Uniform Center, Chesapeake Road. Call 394-8385 or 6. WhatsApp, text only, 817-3295. Email sales@janaes.com.
Been everywhere.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find any send picture direct to your phone, Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Rhyme Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Before we get into the NBA playoffs roundup, I want to remind you the Bahamas Golden Jubilee Games, July 6th through 14th. The theme, challenges are chances for the courageous. The teams, the survivors, Abaco, Andras Chikchani's, Bimini and the Berry Islands, Marlins, Columbus Isles, that's Cat Island, Sansal and Rumkey, Arawaks, of course, the Eleuthera Adventurers, the Exuma and Ragged Islands Navigators, the Grand Bahama Lucayans, the Long Island Sheep Runners, the Michael Flamingos, that's Mayaguana, Inagua, Crooked Island, Acklands, and Long Key, and the New Providence Buccaneers. The sports, softball, basketball, track and field, lawn tennis, swimming, soccer, volleyball, bodybuilding, and powerlifting, boxing, cycling, baseball, regatta sailing, rowing, golf, beach soccer, and beach volleyball, and of course, rowing and sports.
Rowing, not rowing.
I sure it's rowing. My callers obviously think it's rowing, and we love rowing.
That's the one thing we do well in this country.
It should be rowing.
We do that very well.
And for powerlifting, you got to lift. The first thing you got to lift is your groceries across the line.
Everything.
And then
every part of your groceries.
Right. All
one time.
And then you got to lift a tire. Like you change your tire, you got to lift a tire. Then you got to lift one of your children. And all their school bag and their lunch tin. And then you got to lift your wife or your husband and carry them over the line. Powerlifting, Bahama Games style, 2026, coming for you.
Yeah. We could even see if we can lift a full garbage can. Listen. Rolling an empty garbage can is nothing, you know. That's one hand.
Mm-hmm.
You ever tried rolling a full one? Shout out to the garbage man out there that may be listening. Boy, listen to me. That's no joke.
That's a skill.
That's no joke. That's a skill.
That's science.
Yeah, that's no joke.
Yeah.
You can lift it from the ground to the truck. Roll it, turn it, twist it, drop it back down. Put it back in the place.
We haven't even touched the scope of the thing, competitions we could have at the Bahama Games. Because we could have the fireman competition.
Oh, yeah.
Police and firemen. When they got to climb the building with the ladder and then throw the ladder up to the next window, they got to pull the hose and connect the hose. And you got to clear the whole area, mosquito with the hose one time. Whoosh, right? All kind of game, man.
And we'd all love mosquitoes to be cleared, Dan.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we'd all love that.
Absolutely. In fact, they should have. Michael, I love y'all. Would y'all have been upset if we did call y'all the Michael Mosquitoes? Ain't nothing could beat mosquitoes.
Ain't nothing could beat a mosquito.
That's what they saying.
Boy.
I got a quick text. Morning, Erin. Lady Pindling wasn't the most beautiful, but when you put her look and fashion together, then she falls in the category. I love her and look up to her, hence why I dress so well. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all we were saying in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Her being beautiful is a complete totality of everything.
Right, and the other text is, you're right, because I could imagine how the sun gazes upon the face of an Andrus woman as it breaks the horizon, and she walk out into her garden in the morning and start picking some blue vervain, maybe some broadleaf thyme leaves.
And you definitely got plenty of crab on the ground.
Some bougainvillea and for the teapot and a couple crab to make a quick crab sauce for the family. I mean, that must be the most beautiful thing in the world. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about perspective.
Things,
It's all about perspective. Let's get back to this NBA thing, because from my perspective, I don't think anybody in the East or the West has what it takes to stop the Denver Nuggets from repeating next year.
Okay. My view?
Mm-hmm.
That the Bucks can, if they could stay healthy, because last year, yeah, they two years ago, Chris Middleton.
Okay.
Chris Middleton was injured. This year, they had no Giannis.
Okay.
2 years ago, they had everybody. They won the title.
Okay.
Okay. The Pelicans, I've said it before, I'll say it again, they have a very good team. Valanciunas, B.I., that's Brandon Ingram,
mm-hmm.
C.J. McCollum, Zion Williamson. If Zion could just keep his extracurricular activities together,
uh-huh.
keep that in line, and learn to play ball, because over the last couple of years, he's only played about 100-something games, and each season has been 82. He's been in the league from 2019. Injuries. Yeah, not showing up. I mean, he's great when he plays, but when he doesn't, he just doesn't. And he's not fighting to come back to play.
That's what I'm saying.
Jordan said it best a couple of years ago. These fellas are paid nowadays based on potential.
Right.
They're not paid based on their body of work. Like the first year or two, 3 years, we see what you do. We see what you actually have put on the court. Now we can pay you based on the fact that we know what you can, what you have brought to the table and what you can bring.
Mm-hmm.
Fellas straight out of high school, straight out of college, getting paid, you know, $100 million. I mean, like you getting a six-figure check every 2 weeks. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
That doesn't make no sense. But you 19, 20 years old, you getting $147,000 every 14 days. That make any sense?
No.
It don't make no sense. Like, it's amazing what these fellas making.
You think that's what John Morant's problem is?
That is indeed his problem. He has yet to grow up. He's 23 years old, you know. People don't understand. He born in the end of 99.
Yeah, your brain doesn't stop developing until you hit 24, 25, 26.
He still have a lot of growing up to do. You know? I mean, like, he wears extensions in his hair anyway on the court.
Yeah.
Like, he won't be Rasta so bad that ain't even his hair. Yeah, I know. Many people don't know that.
You think?
Yeah, he just have a lot of growing up to do. It's almost like, you know, like back when, you know, we were younger and we had to show out and show, you know, got to wear the big earrings, you know, like, you know, for the fellas, we had to wear the big fake $4 earrings you get to buy in the mall and rock them to the club. Because why? I mean, Jay-Z have on a pair and Cameron have on a pair. So I need to have on a pair too. Even though I can't afford their real diamond earrings, you know.
This is the NBA league as a whole need to take a more proactive approach, right? As opposed to draconian fines, right? Mm-hmm. Like our guy Buddy got a $25,000 fine for joking, for literally poking fun with a middle finger at his former teammates, right? But perhaps the fines need to be lessened. And the first year, our rookies, our second year, our third year, they need to have a stricter off-court protocol sanctioned by the league, enforced by the teams.
Well, I mean, the thing is, if you can sign them under the age of 21, yeah, fine.
Yeah.
If they're over the age of 21,
there's nothing
you really could
do.
But there's nothing you really could do because they could drink in any state. You know, most of these states you could carry a gun, some with license, some without.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, there's nothing you could really do.
Yeah, but Ja Morant now. Let's get back to him.
Ja Morant is going to be fined. And fined in terms of games being suspended. Some people are rumoring 50. I think really he should get anywhere between 15 and 20 games because then now that's going to put him out of the running to be, because nowadays...
Right, he can't be All-Star.
Right, he can't be All-Star.
Can't be MVP.
So now you're losing money, you know, on the back end. You know, so you need to affect him somehow, some way, and hopefully, who he looks up to,
yeah,
you know, for that advice, would be able to tell him, look, but you know, you're losing money, you know, you're losing standing, you know, you're losing millions of dollars potentially. Yeah, you know, because I mean, not everybody that is there for you in the beginning can go with you when you get to where you need to be.
Yeah, and if y'all take a look at that, I got to call her, even the guy in the video, when he saw the gun, even he came in next to your boy. He almost slapped Jamarat. Like, buddy, what are you doing?
Come on, man, calm down.
Yeah.
Are we in this money?
Yeah, already. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Aaron, good morning, sorry, boy.
Morning.
Saturday's call wanted to say congratulations to my Miami Heat. Could you hang it for me, correct? Congratulations to my Miami Heat.
Yeah, man.
For winning the Eastern Conference.
Now, listen, I know Prime Minister Davis is a Miami Heat fan from the beginning of the season because the government...
And he's a Dolphin fan, too.
Because the government has extended itself to partnerships with these sports franchises in the Florida region.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that next week.
Have you always been a Miami Heat fan?
Everything Florida.
Okay.
Always Miami Heat, Dolphins, everything. Okay. Everything in Florida, I am.
Okay.
Everything in Florida. Hello?
So, I'm right here.
Oh, everything in Florida.
So why do you think Miami lost?
Before I get it, I also want to say my mom is the most beautiful lady in the world.
Without a doubt.
You can see my mommy for way.
No, I could feel it in your voice.
You could feel it.
I could feel it.
She look like Queen Elizabeth. She can't get it no beautiful than that.
What a beautiful woman your mother is.
Oh, yeah. What I was going to say, right, talk about the Dolphins. You mentioned, next week we want to talk about tourism in that area.
Sports tourism?
Right. We also want to talk about soccer. European football, I'm sorry, boy, could tell you that they're setting up a league in Miami stadium. Bahamas could play a wider role in partnership with that, only with the Dolphins and the baseball, but that's
with
soccer.
The Marlins.
Sorry, boy, you know I talk about Miami. What?
Now you done it.
Yeah, Aaron, we need to seriously talk about that. I hope the Minister of Tourism, congratulations to him. Hope he's listening because we need a partner with them.
Okay.
Miami and Florida is the way. Congratulations to the... I'm looking forward to my governor of Florida being the next president. I'm your Pumpkin Eater. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you, Pumpkin Eater.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Ja Morant was suspended 25 games just now.
25?
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
So that'll take him out of the running for every postseason championship you could get.
But that's not bad. I figured they would have suspended him a whole season. Just take him out for the whole season. It's not just one gun offense. It's two gun offenses and the same wild and reckless behavior, right? It's not like you were being far less reckless and you still were captured.
Right.
It's the same reckless behavior.
Same reckless behavior.
Yeah, man.
Again.
But let's get. I got a text here. Shout out to the young swimmers out there. I was a vendor at the National Swimming Competition yesterday and the youth was spectacular. I wish to big them up. Yes, I think...
We got a little story on them.
Yeah, and they're getting ready. Last week, I read the story. They're getting ready to go to the Worlds. They are definitely... I want to say this. We big up our track athletes, but we surely do not give our aquatic teams the show that they're supposed to get. But also, just before we go, Mr. Sawyer, I saw this story in today's Tribune. Bahamas Women's Football Hummel Cup continues on Saturday. The Bahamas Football Association's second edition of the Hummel Cup will continue for the women's division this Saturday at the Roscoe A. L. Davies Field. The women's soccer team started their games last week, and as teams from Group A and B battled against each other. You could find more details there. And then the BAAA track and field champs set for next month. We are anticipating a grand affair when the BAAAs host their senior and junior national track and field championships next month. The anticipation is brewing over the fact that already seven athletes have attained the qualifying standards for the world championships in Budapest, Hungary in August, and a few are close going into the NCAA championships. Against that backdrop, the BAAAs will host its joint junior and senior nationals over the weekend of July 5th through 7th at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. And he said it will serve as the trials for the NACAC under-18 and under-23 set for San Juan, Costa Rica, July 21st and 23rd, the World Championships in Budapest, Hungary from August 19th to 27th, and the Pan American Games in Buenos Aires. Wow. Argentina from October 20th to November 5th. It's going to be a whole bunch of activity. The entrance fee is $5 for children and $10 for adults.
So you mean to say less than a gong snack?
Yes.
See that? Now we can dangle. We can chill out.
Yeah.
We can support.
This could be fun. Mm-hmm. And then the Bahamas is set to host the 2023 Caribbean Masters Championships in Grand Bahama on September 1st. It's going to be fun. It's going to be amazing. A whole bunch of former Olympians and track and field competitors from around the world are encouraged to participate in the 2020 championship. Registration, hotel, travel, and other information can be found at the website islandrelaysbahamas.com. That's islandrelaysbahamas.com.
Mm-hmm. And the 2024 Relay Championship should be back.
Yeah, back in the Bahamas.
Go today again, yeah.
Listen, you guys, I saw some people.
Oh, mm-hmm. Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
To the one fan that I know. I know one fan, G. Jamal Shea. That's it. All the rest of y'all are Golden State Nuggets. Y'all are haters. Y'all didn't want to see Braun get there. That's fine. I didn't want to see the Celtics get there. So I'm happy. I'm happy and we're happy. We agree to disagree.
Absolutely. We have put the 2022-2023 NBA season to bed.
Draft time now.
DeAndre, go to bed on time.
Yeah.
No stretch.
Yeah.
Study hard. We're proud of you. We're proud of all of the Bahamians out there doing it big, representing the Bahamas. More importantly, representing themselves with integrity and pride. We love it.
That's all.
Absolutely.
That's all.
Y'all, call me again on Monday so we could continue the Bahama Games exhibition sport, rowing into the Bahama Games.
You know, for we got good practice here in this country.
July 6th through 14th. I love it. Thank you, Mr. Sawyer.
Thank you very much,
and
Aaron.
Happy Father's Day to
happy
everyone.
Happy Father's Day to one and all out there. Start from A1. Happy Father's Day, Daddy.
We love you guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.